Ready, Ed?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, the Kutatera Achre, page 52. We didn't finish the paragraph yet. But he says to understand what it means, an additional explanation of the point that Hashem is a consuming fire, besides the fact, like he spoke before, that you need the fuel, which is Torah Mitzvah, Torah Tefillah, and Torah Avodah Zarah Chasadim. But in addition to that, it has to consume the object in order to be a fire. And he says that consuming of the object is a level of bittul, that a person needs to have that total level of bittul. And he says the whole thing with the slingshot, just like you have it in good, the slingshot, you pull it back, it goes all the way up. It can be in a negative way, you pull it, it goes all the way down, and therefore you have to do tshuva. Okay, so he says like this. Page 52, six lines from the top of the page. He says, and Mizei is bein Adam, and a person should awaken to this meditation of how much symptom and contraction, concealment, and limitation there is. To awaken tremendous pity on his soul. How far down it fell. When it realizes where it came from, where the neshama came from, the source, which is super high, and he falls down super low, he says, Pirush Mabchinas Ayin, she's a level of a rachmim. Therefore, the descent coming down from that level is Yirida G'dayel Mi'igra Rama, from a high tower to a low pit. In other words, that's the concept of tshuva. What's the key to tshuva? The bittul, meaning feeling where your neshama comes from and how far you fell, especially through the sin. And that longing from the distance causes the person to return, to become closer to Hashem. V'zeh yitzmar nafshe made the soul become embittered. And it touches to the core that his soul will have this longing and return to Hashem. And then what happened? From the tshuva of this level, become mitzvahs. How does an aveda become a mitzvah? It says, "Shem Shaydei Azochis Tisala Nafshe Be'er Hashem." Just like through mitzvahs, a person connects to Hashem on a higher level. Kach Tisala Nafshe. The same thing, his soul will become elevated. Aydei Hamid Miridus Hagadela Hazeis, through this tremendous embitterment, Mach Mizdenis, and then B'Makom Shibali Tshuva Emin Tzadikim Kumurim. In other words, it says like this: What's the purpose of mitzvahs? Purpose of mitzvahs is to connect the Jew to Hashem. Mitzvahs connecting the mind. Sometimes, the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, how is it possible that aveis become mitzvahs? He says there's a level of tshuva that zdenis nasa kazachi is the aveis become mitzvahs. How could that be? An aveir is an aveir. How could it become a mitzvah? He says the whole concept of mitzvah is connection of mind. So he says what sometimes distance, abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. So when a person feels far from Hashem, and that the soul is thirsty and longing to Hashem in a desert, as David HaMelech says, so therefore the person gets closer to Hashem because of the distance. So therefore accomplishes what the mitzvah does. Mitzvah brings a person closer to Hashem. Sometimes when they do the aveda, that then they're all the way down. But when the person has this longing to go up to Hashem because of the distance, then the Aved actually is becoming a mitzvah. The Aved is connecting you to Hashem. The distance connects you to Hashem. So he says, Ginei b'meish oizdalv. Ginei b'meish Rabbeinu k'siv. B'meish Rabbeinu it says, v'samticha b'nikras atzur. But after the Hashem forgave the Jewish people, so Meish Rabbeinu says to Hashem, show me your glory. So Hashem said, no person can see me. So Hashem said, okay, you know what? I'll put you in the crack of the rock, and Hashem walked Kaviyachal one by, and he saw the back of the tefillin. When Hashem wanted to reveal, because that's what happens. Vayavar Hashem Alpanov. Right after Hashem put Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, in that crack of the rock, Hashem passed by, and over there it says, Yud Gimel Midas Arachmin. Hashem, Hashem, Karachim, Mechanan, and so on.
Who said that?
No, the Chumash.
Moshe
Rabbeinu said to Hashem, show me your glory.
Right, but who said Hashem, Hashem?
Hashem did. Hashem said it. Yeah, yeah, Hashem did. Yud Gimel Midas Arachmin comes from Hashem. So, what does it mean? Tzur El Yimok of Yishayr Kol Shal Shiyasavus. The rock of above means the foundation of every creation, like it says in the Batzak Abita Tzur Chatzavtem. Look at the rock that carved you. So why is a rock called the foundation of the whole world? So he gives the famous Moshe of Kumayla Moshe Tzur HaChalomish, a flintstone. Shemak and Be'lehetzi Yaesh. That they hit it, you rub it to make, create fire. So what happens? You say the fire that's in it, right? It's a source of fire, but it's potential. You touch the rock, you don't get burned. The rock is cold. You put it into water, so there's no open fire, but it's the potential of fire. When you rub it together, you rub your hands together, you're not going to make fire. You rub the stone together, you create fire. That's why Hashem is called Tzur Chayenu. We say Meidim also, Tzur Chayenu, right? Mogin Yeshenu, or many times in Davani. What does it mean Hashem is the Tzur, the rock of our life? Okay, it's the source of every part of creation. But that source of Hashem is only the potential source of world. Meaning it's not Hashem coming into the world yet in an actual way. That's actual creation. And he says, Shemelchin is Shem Avaya. Li is kol anim muhus, kol anim tzor miayin liyesh, which is the level of Eshechla. But he says, Avobchin is tzor. The level of tzor when it comes to Hashem, the level of the rock, Hushimimen or nim shechmin is sava. Now, in other words, like this. This fire that the person creates, Hashem Elokech Eshechlu, is the fire. Over there we're talking about the revealed fire of Hashem. And therefore you need Torah mitzvahs to keep that fire down here, because not Torah mitzvahs, there's no fuel, so the fire is going to leave. But the source of that, that's called the level of Tzur Chayenu. That's the level of rock. Just like a rock is the source of fire, but it's only potentially the source of fire. Meaning, it's too high to be the actual fire, the actual source of fire. That's what he said. Vine God, okechad shabali tshuva. The power of tshuva is so great, shemagim abechines atzor kenal, that they get not only to the level of yutke vavke, but they get even to the level of, that level of alokus, which is higher then Yud Kei Vav Kei, like we said before, Lifne Hashem. They get to the level higher than the source that they blemished. Like the Nem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the fire that they blemishing because you're sinning. But through Tshuva, you come back not only to the level of Avaya, through the level of Toshuv Hei, returning the haze of Hashem's name, you reach a level even higher than Avaya, the level of Tzur. One second, let me just say. Yud Kei Vav Kei, yeah, is Atzilus B'Yitzir Asiyah. Daimon Tzmei Chai Medabit. All the things Yud Kei Vav Kei is already connected to world. Chachma, Bina, Six Spheres, Malchus, it's all world. Higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei, Anechi, Ata, Tzur, is a much greater level. So therefore, what happens in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, you read, he says, Kamei Lamash, one second. In Nich Behar Ma'ar Ha'esh, like if the fire goes out, where do you replenish the fire from? From the Tzur HaChalomish. So the same thing, if a person through sin extinguished the fire of Yud Kei Vav Kei, because there's no fuel keeping it here, so where do you replenish the fire from? The level of Tzur. Kach inyan bal tshuva. Shenich be'etzim moreish eichla. That he extinguished the fire of Elukus. Because there's no more, because he sinned. So there's no more wick and fuel. Nitzachas by ma'ed. Shem teidu ma'isim teivim. So he says, okay, what did you want?
Could we say the same way that in the Surah Halamish, in the Sur, there is a potential, the same way every Jew has teshuvah within him in the potential?
Every Jew has teshuvah.
Yeah, it's already there.
Yeah, the concept of teshuvah exists in the neshama.
Just light it up.
Yeah, but you got to rub it. You can't just look at it.
Right.
You got to do something about it.
Engaging.
Is it significant that Hashem put Moshe on the rock, not on the regular land?
Yeah. That's all this level. He put him in the tzur, in the crack of the tzur. That's all this level of tzur halam. Yeah, that's all these levels. So this, through this bitterness of tshuva, which is above time, and he doesn't want any more time and place. Meaning, Shemayis b'chayin nafshi, he despises his life. Rekav Elazar ben Dudaya. Shabochat shiyotza nishmosim. So what's this inyan of tshuva? Tshuva, basically, he doesn't want time and place anymore. He wants to be connected only to Hashem. He doesn't want world anymore. Rekav Elazar ben Dudaya. He did such tshuva that he died. So harei machmez zeh, because of this, Magia lebchinas atzur lemaila maila lebchinas savis havayis amshachas manu mokim. It's above higher than time and place. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says it's a very fundamental aspect, because the Alter Rebbe is going to say it now. L'cha'eda, when the Blessed Ben Hodai did tshuva and died, a voice comes out from heaven and says, "You're mezumen l'olam haba. You're fit to, you're ready to go to olam haba." So the Alter Rebbe here is going to, this is one of the places where the Alter Rebbe asked the question, 1 minute. Okay, he sinned a lot. Tshuva cleaned the sins. But he doesn't have any positive mitzvahs. To go to Olam Abba, you need Torah and mitzvahs. Torah is the food in Olam Abba. Mitzvahs are the garments in Olam Abba. Okay, so he was very filthy. He was full of mud, so to speak. He took a shower. He cleaned off the mud. But he doesn't have any clothing to go to Olam Haba with. He doesn't have Torah mitzvahs. How did that work? How was he able to go to Olam Haba? And the Alter Rebbe says now, L'chein yotze basko shu mezumen l'chaye Olam Haba. And therefore, a voice, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the voice came out from heaven. And he says, he's fit for Olam Haba. K'mai said, tzadikim shenenim is, I said, avshaloy hoye Torah mitzvahs. He didn't have any Torah mitzvah. How can he go to Gan Eden? The answer is he reached a level where Torah mitzvahs are totally irrelevant. He reached a level. He may yesi David b'mkayde v'shosha achlei kol adam zeichel zeh. Not everybody marries Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. That's why Rabbi cried. He says, we work our whole life to go to Gan Eden. This guy got it in a second. Now, and Rebbe says even more. If you look in the Gemara says, Yotze Baskel, and he says, Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya. It doesn't say in the Gemara, Elazar ben Dodaya is fit for Olam Haba. The Gemara calls him Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya. How does he get to Rebbe? Rebbe? The answer is he reached that level. But not everybody could reach it. Therefore, we daven Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva. Hashem, you should return us to you, and we'll do tshuva. It's again an interesting expression. We say this in all the Shema Kaleinos, right? It's a pasuk. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. Hashem, return us to you, and we will return. Don't you think it should start first? We will return, and then Hashem will bring us closer. What happens? Where davening is, she etchiles erusa del eila. It should come first from above. It should be an awakening from above. Kadei sheyuchli es achakach erusa del sato tshuva achakach. In other words, it gets to a point that we tell God, listen, you better help us. It got to come from you. We're too hopeless. Helpless. So we say to Hashem, Hashiveinu, Hashem Elacha ben Hashemu, God, you return us. And then we'll do, give us a push from above and we'll return. By the way, the Chassidus explains. That's what you said. 100%. You wrote this? You didn't write this. No, not yet. So it says, the whole davening is to reach the level of loving Hashem, right? So you have the meditation, Pesukah de Zimra, like we learned many times, yeah? Meditate in the greatness of Hashem. Then you come to the angels, which is the source of the Nefesh HaBamis. And you talk to your Nefesh HaBamis in davening. You say, listen, your own source, your own angels are screaming Kaddish and Baruch and all that holy stuff. And then right before Shema, we say, Avinu, in the last bracha, right before Shema, Avinu Averachman, the Father of Mercy, Hamrachim, Rachim no aleinu, have pity on us. How does it get in there? So the Alter Rebbe explains that first you try meditation with the Nefesh HaBamis. That try to see if that influences it. That doesn't work, you try the source. Your own source is green. And if that doesn't work, we're not by V'ahavta yet. So we turn to Hashem right before V'ahavta, right before Shema, we say, listen, God. Same Bilibeinu. You know what? You got to do it first. It's not working. We tried. It's not working. You do it. That's what we say. Shiveinu Hashem Elecho. Hashem should be. Then v'no shuva. Then we'll do tshuva. V'avki le'ilam isarusa d'lisat toli isarusa d'le'ila. And that is interesting. Now, that is explaining the pasuk very interestingly. We say, Shiveinu Hashem Elecho v'no shuva. God, return us to you and we'll return. Chadish Yameinu Kekadim. Renew our days like in Kekadim, like it was in the early days. Yeah? What's the connection between the two? He says, L'cheda, Hashiveinu Hashem Elach V'Nashuvah, we're telling God, you start now. Okay, it's not happening. You start. But we know, whatever Hashem does is based on what we do. So how can Hashem start? We're telling Hashem, okay, you know what, you start, turn us on and we'll do tshuva. But l'cheira, we know that what Hashem does is what we do. That, it can't work the other way. So that's what we say, chadish shemeinu kekedem. What does it mean, chadish shemeinu kekedem? He says, kamei shayu betchilas b'riyas ha'elim. He says, before Matan Torah, at the beginning of creation, we learned many times, if there was no Torah mitzvahs, how did the world exist? Okay, Kila Elam Chazdei, it was the Chesed of Hashem. There was no Aved of Jews, like it says at the beginning of Chumash. Adam Ayin Laved Adama. There was no person yet to work the ground. Meaning, in spiritual, there was no Aved Adam. So how did the world exist? From Hashem's Chesed. Even though there's no Isirusa de Lasat, there's no awakening from below. And this is what we tell Hashem. Shiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva, put us back, you start, that's not the way it works. So we say, Chadish Shemeinu Kekadem, make like it was at the beginning of creation. Beginning of creation wasn't up to us. Make now like the beginning of creation, then you can also start. Because what does it mean, Chadish Shemeinu, make our days? What do you mean, make our days? Days. The kid says, Yom Echad, it's a revelation of godliness, is called Yom. Sfiras are called Yom. Commission calls, the Pasuk said, when Mashiach comes, the sun's not going to give us sunlight anymore. The revelation of Hashem is going to give us sunlight. We don't need sunlight. That's what the Pasuk says. This Pasuk says, when Mashiach comes. There won't be any more sunlight. What is going to be? So that's what we asked. Now, you should give us back this initial revelation of Elokus that came from it, your own, not from us. Even though the initial fire is non-existent. Because we sinned. So we're asking Hashem to do it. Okay, so now the Alter Rebbe is wrapping up the maimon and the questions from the beginning. The beginning of the maimon, the Alter Rebbe asked the question, it says, Yechapeh doesn't say who. Who forgives? And what does it mean? Lifnei Hashem Tetaru. Before Hashem, you'll be pure. Right? So the Alter Rebbe explained, there's Eishayich Lehu, and then what happens when you don't have the fire, so then you do tshuva and you reach to a higher level. That's the whole sequence of the minor. Now the Alter Rebbe said, because tshuva reaches to the level of tzur, higher than Yudkei Vavkei, that's what the Pasuk says. And he says, Bezel kebeyem azeh, which is Yom Kippur, Yom Tshuva, which is the Yom Hazeh Yichaper Aleichem. What day are we talking about? Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says. And it's the day of Tshuva, Shemes Eidu Megal Lamat, the Chavetz Chesed, that we awaken the kindness initiated from Hashem through the Tfilis, Chamesh Tfilis. And then it says, Yichaper Aleichem Stam. Therefore, the Pasuk doesn't say, the Alter Rebbe's question was, it should say, Yichaper Hashem Aleichem. Hashem will forgive you. Says no, because kapara comes from higher than Yudkei Vavkei. You just got through blemishing Yudkei Vavkei. So where does tshuva tap into the Torah Chalamish, the level which is only the potential level of godliness in the world, meaning it's above world, and that's where it says Yichapestam. Mandales leishem yediyah, that doesn't have a known name. Well, it's b'shem leisamish b'shem eitz because called. It's infinitely higher than any letters, higher than any names. B'shem is havaya made and am shachas miyayin liyesh le'elam elgili. Like we learned, what's the concept of a name? By Hashem, a name is where He identifies. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu met Hashem, according to the Medrash, in Mitzrayim by the burning bush over there, and he said, "What's your name?" So the Medrash says, Hashem asks, you want to know my name? It depends what I do. When I do kindness, I'm called Kel. When I do Gvura, I'm called Elukim. When I do Teferes, pity, I'm called Yudkei Vavkei. So it depends. When I fight battles, I'm called Shadda. Depends what I'm doing. What does that mean? The name of Hashem, a person himself doesn't need a name. It's the way to be identified with world. When Hashem identifies with Chesed, He's called Kel. When Hashem identifies with Gvura, He's called Elukim. But that's all in the realm of names. The way Hashem is associating with world. But Hashem Himself, which is nameless, you can't say Hashem in the essence is either Savior, the encompassing level, the permeating level. Why? He's not at all in the realm of worlds. So over there, that's why he's called HaKadosh. It's interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one of the names of Hashem. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one of the seven names of Hashem. So what's this concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It says, HaKadosh, he's removed from the world. He doesn't have it's the level of Hashem without a name. V'sham Makeh Aslicha V'chapara. And that's the source of forgiveness. Because by Hashem's essence, there's no sin. Again, the simple mashal we learned many times. In the relationship parent and child, behavior doesn't matter. You're not more child or less child. In the essence of Hashem, behavior is totally irrelevant. So there's no sin. You sin mechatos matifel bay. But Rabbi B'shach matasal, you could say in the Bar Mitzvah Maimer. If you do what you don't do anything. In the essence, where do you hurt? In the revelation of Hashem, in the intellect, in the emotions, and thought, speech, and action. Over there, you can have a blemish. But in the essence, there's no blemish. So tshuva taps into that essence that's totally irrelevant if you sinned or not. Where do you have that sin? In the level of Elokus that comes down into the world, with kamets and sumer mesachim levushim rabim, with many concealments and symptoms and contractions and limitations, over there in that level of God that deals with world has an effect on it. So therefore, if you're good, it has an impact, and if you're bad, it has an impact. But in the level of the higher than world, it's totally irrelevant to what the world does. Zel mikol chateisechem, and that's what the pasuk says. Yechaper aleichem. It doesn't say who's forgiving because it's a level higher than Yudkei Vavkei, and that's what it says. Lifnei Hashem titaru, not before Hashem. Literally, before higher, Lifnei Hashem, higher than the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei comes your purity. Because that level is not connected to world. Which is infinitely higher than any existence of world. Then it'll become pure. When you reach that level of Lifnei Hashem, through the level of tshuva, to the level of tzur that he mentioned before. And he says an interesting thing. It says, titaru, he calls in the brackets now, titaru is the gematria of kesed. It says, lifnei Hashem titaru, you'll become pure. Titaru equals 620. Same numerical value of kesed. Why? Kine tayag mitzvahs and zayin rabbanin, like willin, the 613 mitzvahs, plus the 7 rabbinic mitzvahs, is 620, which is the numerical value of keser, or switching the letters around, tarach, tofresh chof, the 620 pillars of fire that connect, there's pillars that connect Hashem with world. So therefore, you bring down the taruch amodei earth. But if you sin, and now you're losing one of the pillars because you don't do mitzvahs, you rectify it through tshuva, shagol dokecha. The power of tshuva is so great, lemal is kol abgam rachis reinus, to rectify and purify all the blemishes, v'zalim yintu tor b'gmatru terach. And he says, okay, the bottom line is, tshuva reaches a level of lifnei havaya, and therefore the kapara comes from a level higher than yudkei vavkei, and therefore it doesn't say who forgives. And it says, lift Hashem to Torah higher than you keep off, because that's where tshuva reaches.
And in Tzur, because there's no time, and it doesn't really matter who did first and second.
That's why, how could today, how could I undo today what I did yesterday, or a week ago?
Only in a place where there's no time.
Right, in a level of time, that's gone. It's in the history books.
Right.
How could I change yesterday, or a year ago? But that's, like you said, it's only in a place where there's time. In a place where there's no time, it doesn't matter. Today, yesterday, it's all the same thing.